blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Welcome to Live Better with God. My name is Mary, and today we're going to be talking about, the episode's called God Upholds Me. And the word of God we're going to be using is Psalm 145:14. Hope you guys are having a great day, a great week, and God bless you. Let's start with the episode. First, I'm going to be reading the text from the Bible, which says, "The Lord upholds all who falls and lifts up all who are bowed down." So what this word of God is telling us, I wrote something, so I'm gonna be like trying to translate this a little bit. We all have our ups and downs. Like that's something part of life, something that we've been taught since we were born. There are days we don't feel good. There are days we have an amazing and great day. So what this is saying to us, why he says all this? Well, I don't know if it happens to you, but sometimes, at least I remember very clearly that when I was a teenage girl, and every day, well, most of the days, I don't feel very good. But when I was a teenage girl, I had a hard time, like, fitting in, and I didn't have so many friends. And I remember that I pray every day. Every night I prayed because I wasn't having a great time or a great day most of the days. So I remember that I had a really breakdown. I had a breakdown very bad where I figured that, hey, I cannot deal with all this at once. There were so many things happening around me. People don't speak to me, or they was having a really hard time. Like, imagine a teenage girl having no friends. Okay, you get the picture. Well, I remember that sitting down in my bedroom, I was crying because I felt like I need to, like, be in control of everything, in control of everything around me. But that day I had a breakdown. Like I said, I'm a human. I cannot deal with all this at once. And I remember crying, and somehow I remember this day especially because I was sitting down crying and I felt a hug. And I remember saying to God, like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I don't know what is going on, but I cannot deal with it anymore. And somehow, with that hug, I figured things out. And what I mean is, I'm trying to hold everything, which I can't because I'm human. So That moment is where I figured this word of God. It takes me back to that place, that time where every problem still there, but I felt it, that somebody else cared about it. And when God says He lifts up all who are bowed down, is because sometimes we want to take everything around us and figure things out of our own, because we think we have all the knowledge of the world and we have all the power of it, and we don't. When we left this in the hands of God, it's not that you don't care about it. It's not saying like, hey God, this is the problem, I forget about it. No, it means, God, look, I care about all this stuff, but I cannot do it without you. I cannot deal with this without you. And God hears you. God listens to you. You just need to wait and be patient. And news for you guys who are hearing me, things got better. The problems were there, but things got better with me and with my relationship with God. I was like 15 years old, and I didn't want to go to church, actually. I remember it was a little bit tedious for me to go. And since that day, I just started going. Like, I remember I was the only one going to church in my house. And eventually, my mom, my brother started going. And things started to get better. And about the problems, well, most of them got resolved. And others were others were just in my mind, because I get ahead of the problems and I try to figure things of possible solutions, and I was getting overwhelmed about all the stuff. So yeah, things got better, and it, like I said, the problems didn't disappear, but my preoccupation, my way of thinking about the problems change. And that's what God's do. That's what God do. He actually takes your problems and make them his, not yours, and help you through it. So you don't feel like you're holding all these problems in your back. It's in other person's hands. And what that do is actually give you relief and help you with yourself and deal with the problems differently. So that's the story about this. And remember that we have the problems. It's not something that's gonna go away. It's the way of how we deal with the problems that actually makes the difference in your life, in everybody's life. So I invite you that if you have any problems, just pray about it. I have talked how to build that relationship. You can actually just sit down in your bedroom. I remember I actually do this quite. So sit down in your bedroom and just start talking. Like, look, God, this is the problem. I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know what to do with this. I just know I cannot deal with it alone. And you see how everything else inside of you gonna start changing. And when that happens, when you let God actually go into your heart, into your self, like he takes charge of your decisions, you see everything else around you start changing. So be patient and just talk to him. He's waiting for you to talk to him. So I think this is the end of this episode. Hope you guys are having a wonderful week and a wonderful weekend, actually. And remember that each of the episodes comes in Spanish and in English. So every Friday we change. So this Friday is English. The next Friday will be in Spanish. The same topic. Okay, so God bless you and see you in the next episode.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.